Did you already? Unbelievable. We're keeping it. It's the Pickle Jar Podcast with a vagina today.
Oh.
We're with special guests, Amanda, who does the intro, and Steph, who is lesbian. That's why she's here today.
We're inclusive. We're inclusive.
This is the Tom Dill Show. It's not the Dill Tom Show. This is my favorite show because it is his show. It's the Tom Dill Show.
Stand by, going to air.
Stand by, film.
Five,
stand by, music.
Four,
stand by, announce.
Three, two, one.
And speed up.
The Internet.
Phantom.
Presents the exciting quiz program.
And we thought you might want to come along.
It'll be cool.
What's the most racist thing you'll say right now?
Currently, my homophobic just in her ear.
That's fucked up, yo. She's done.
No, because I could never get away with racism, but having someone here, which Jane won't really get mad at
now,
me.
Now, what
for
if
it.
Steph was also black?
Oh, wow.
And you could go for the double whammy.
You had to choose one. You had to choose one thing to color.
You had to focus in on one thing.
What would you say?
Which characteristic would you be most prejudiced against?
Come on, Tom.
I'm gonna have to go with gayness.
Well, all right, so what are you gonna say, though?
Oh. Well, she's got short hair and, and basketball shorts on.
A wife beater and some Air Jordans.
We'll just go with dyke. It's grimy, yeah. But I feel like it's just like the easiest one to say.
Is it?
I'd rather keep it like short and sweet. Like, dyke.
Is that worse than like fag?
I think fag's worse.
Yeah.
All right.
Dykes took it back better.
Honestly, if I had a kid, I would give him the craziest middle name.
Margaret.
Would it be as crazy as McCorkle?
It wouldn't. No. Like that's just like whack.
You know whose middle name that is?
Who?
Mac Jones.
Is McCorkle?
Michael McCorkle Jones. That's correct.
Michael McCorkle. Yeah. I kind of like it, though.
Guys, just so you know, in the spirit of inclusivity, we can thank our resident dyke here for that fun sports fact.
Yeah, sports facts.
That.
Let's give it up for sports facts.
Yay!
I would have never known that.
Hey, Holmes. Fuck you doing in this playground, eh? Yeah, bring my fucking nephew here. Essay. Fuck you here, you have a kid here, huh? No?
Where's your kid?
Why the fuck you here? You be the pedophile, Tom.
Yeah,
everybody, yeah, close your eyes, and Tom, I'll be a cholo, you be a pedophile.
We'll switch roles.
No. I have a button up on. Go Raiders.
Tom's got a Best Pro Shop shirt on.
You're a pedophile, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ready, Tom? Hey, Holmes, fuck you doing in this park, eh?
I'm just here with my kid, man. I don't want any trouble.
Yeah? Feel like I fucking seen you around, Holmes. Yeah, bring my fucking nephew here. No, don't speak yet, alright?
No, but buddy.
Hey, watch your fucking tongue with me, alright? I ain't your buddy, alright? Essay? Now listen, fuck you doing here, huh? Point your fucking kid out. Point your fucking kid out.
I went over there with my kid.
Yeah, which one? Why are you pointing at a Spanish kid, essay, huh? You white.
That kid ain't Spanish.
That's your fucking
that
kid?
Ain't Spanish.
That's your fucking kid?
Nah, it's the one in the blue shirt. You look at the black shirt.
How about
the
I tell you to put your fucking
shirt.
Dukes up right now, Holmes, eh? What up,
I'll
essay?
Just take my
come
kid
on.
And leave, man.
All right, I gotta try harder.
Yeah. Hey. Don't stop.
All right, hey, Holmes. Fuck you doing in this park, eh?
Yeah, if you want to square up, just
you
I'm just gonna
kids?
Leave my kid.
Hey, Holmes, you fucking kids, huh? Hey.
I got nothing after that.
I
don't know. I don't know what I would do as a cholo.
I'd run.
You gotta pull out a knife.
Oh no! I have to die.
Is it their weapon of choice?
I have to die in this situation, right? Because you're the cholo.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're a pedophile.
Yeah, and you're killing for citizenship. Yeah, you're killing for citizenship. So
oh,
I have to die.
Oh yeah. That was rough. That was real inclusive.
Inclusivity.
Round of applause to the
good God. Think about women. Talk to the women. God, it's like what, like 3% fucking women. Talk to them. Speak
what?
Out to them.
What about 3%?
What am I telling them?
Oh, like, yeah, the percent of fucking women listeners.
So it's probably some like And they're in India and in Canada. So they're either going to be really hot or really cold and really clean or really dirty.
What?
And that's the most racist thing. That's the most racist thing Tom Dillon's willing to say tonight, folks.
Yes.
Felt enormous pressure, but I couldn't perform.
This is going to be the only podcast on Spotify where someone accidentally turns the host racist.
Yeah, like, well, like, India is the most populated country.
Okay.
They got a billion, I think, alone.
God, get rid of
maybe
couple.
Two.
No, fuck you.
Intern, look it up. Intern, look it up for me.
That's a lot.
Yeah. A lot of
intern.
Intern. When I know I said it, you were an asshole, but I meant it. So, what are you gonna do it anyway?
Fuck. Wait, what was the intern looking up? I fucking forgot.
The population of India.
Oh yeah, intern, look that up.
Damn.
India is
1.38.
And wait, China was what? 1.4?
Yeah.
I think we could definitely get rid of it.
Think how small India
hear
is.
Hear me out.
Think how small India is. Like China.
Hear
all
me
of
out.
China's.
Yeah.
You always know that's going somewhere.
Oh, yeah. But now, so far.
No, but I mean, just by, like, people per square mile.
Per square
mile. I mean,
that's
like,
what I was thinking
China's
about.
Huge, and they have, like, 0.6 less than India or something.
0.6 more.
Yeah. So, India has 0.6 less than that is, but you can fit, like, 4 or 5 Indias in China. China.
For them both having like over 1 billion people, there has to be so many bad ones, so many rotten eggs. And there's an issue, there's a hunger issue. I think everywhere. Is it everywhere?
It's everywhere that I know.
There's an issue. There's a money and food issue in America, of the world. Anyway, what if we just kind of get rid of the bad, couple of bad ones, like 600K each. There's definitely more than 600,000, like, really shitty...
Yeah, but no, why are you getting into killing people?
I'm just saying...
Like, I was not talking about this at all.
I know, but I'm saying...
You're
like,
the fucked up
no,
one.
Like, the racist ones and, like, the
like,
pedophile
saying,
ones
clear,
and the
like,
murderer
clear
ones.
A little closet here.
If you get rid of those ones...
But why did you get into this?
I don't know. I was thinking about the numbers, and I was like, that's a lot. There must be so
many
bad people.
I'm saying
wouldn't this,
about,
like, solve two issues?
No, I just mean,
God.
Like... Canada is huge, and there's, like, no
Canada.
One else.
So off track.
No, because I was explaining why I said one is dirty, one is clean, and one is,
don't say it again!
This is what I'm
just, might as well have just referred to Indians as like the
wait,
this kind
actually,
or this kind.
Wait a minute. Which one's the dirty one? China or
no, I mean the
India?
Country of India, they fucking shit on
India
the street.
Wait, I think
Canada
we all,
we're talking about.
I thought we were talking about fucking China because of how many people there are.
No, I'm saying India has 1. What billion? 1.2,
that's
right?
India.
This is India.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, but
India.
This originally started off with which women were listening in what places, and you listed India and Canada.
Always.
As
oh, I thought, yo, I
starting as the origins of
oh,
women listeners, and
I'm
that's
tripping.
When Tom was like, "Well, one's really hot and one's
break
really
them
cold,
down.
One's really clean
about China
and one's
the whole
really
time.
Dirty."
Why would I care about China? You
I
said
don't
India
know.
First.
I don't know. That was
we
that
brought
was
China into it.
That was a me issue. Okay.
Yeah, I said India is like the most
bad.
Populated country, and you were like, "No, it's China."
Yes.
And we looked it up. But.
What was your point about Canada? Because now that I had to go back on it. Because
when you listen to this back, you will understand my point completely. I guarantee it.
You're going to make me wait?
Well, what do you need me to explain?
The anticipation's going to make me come.
India is like the second most populated country, and they're so small that you can fit multiple Indias in China, who has the most.
Okay, yeah.
And in Canada,
he's
who has
saying,
one of the least.
Hey, India is pretty densely populated, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's the summation.
I know, oh, cuff. Yeah, I know it is, Tom.
No, but that's why I said what I said. Why weren't you getting that?
You weren't saying it.
That's exactly what I was exactly what I was saying.
He was saying it the common core way.
Tom
he was showing
Common
his
Core
work.
English. Tom just had to complete a 200-word essay and was a couple words short, so he had to expand.
Tom, would you rather make a 9/11 joke in front of a firefighter?
Oh my god.
Or
probably the second one.
Auschwitz joke in front of a survivor and their whole family. Whole family. Could be bodybuilders. Probably not. They're Jewish.
But yeah, they're gonna look like dumbbells, fucking bricks of gold.
I don't know. Do they still have bricks of gold?
I'm gonna go with a Holocaust survivor because it's a later tragedy. Because tragedy plus time equals comedy.
You fucker.
So the Holocaust has been
enough
longer.
Time has gone by that you can make fun of it. And
it's been a later
funny.
Tragedy. Yeah. That's a more common core English for you.
Now I want the estimate of days between each.
I go, don't get Burger King. And she replies Wendy's back, though. Oh, I would the never best. Do that. Everyone knows it's for black people.
Oh my God.
That's actually a direct quote. Good job.
Is that a stereotype?
Yeah. I guess.
You said that about Taco Bell?
No, Burger King.
Oh. No,
he's like, oh, yeah.
You can say it. Say
Everybody
it, Tom.
Knows.
Burger King?
I never knew that was a thing. God, I'm so inclusivity. I learned something racist, like new, like something new. I never knew about that.
Yeah, Burger King slaps.
I rock with it. I honestly rock with it as much as I don't, because I've never had, like, it's always been a 50-50 experience. Sometimes, like, I'll be like, yo, let me get some nugs, and it's like they're flat and just dry,
and then
I fucking vomit.
Yeah,
a small fry is three change.
Dude, a large fry at McDonald's is $4.
I was about to say, if you say eight, I'm going to fucking kill myself. No, I pictured it, too, and I was like, I could see him doing it. Ronald, damn it. I was trying to think of, like, a Jewish last name.
Stein.
Go, women.
Would you rather, because you've been fucking me up with these, so
no,
we're
going
to
fuck you up
with one. Yay. Would you rather tattoo a number on a Jewish guy? In the Holocaust.
Yes.
Okay.
The Muttley laugh.
Wait, yeah. What's that?
No. Tell me the rest.
Would you rather do that or whip a black guy?
Oh my God, the first one. Oh my God. At least, like, if it's a barcode, like, you can look like Agent, like, 47 from Hitman or something. Oh, no, it's numbers.
Oh, yeah, but no. Is he tattooing it specifically right here?
Yeah, he's
still
doing
yes.
it like
you
he's
have
in
to
the
tattoo
Holocaust.
It. Yeah, it
I'll
has
tattoo
to be
the
Holocaust
same one.
Style.
I'll tattoo the same one on me, too. I don't care. Yeah, I'm doing that over whipping a black guy.
To a Jew.
Fuck yeah. All
right.
What are they going to do, fight me? File my taxes incorrectly? Fucking what?
Give me the wrong medical diagnosis?
Oh, that would stress me out, actually. That's deep. That's long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Those methodical bastards. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it.
You're not going to call.
I was going to say.
Ah, oh, God, that's worse. All right.
Yes.
That is a lot worse.
Yeah. That was like,
that is significantly much worse.
I instantly went, I would have to cut this. It's not worth it. Tom, give me a better one. Come on. Let's go. I'm all about inclusivity. I want to talk about the minorities, all types. Women, the gay community. I don't know. How many are there per capita? Per capita.
How many gays?
Yeah, like per square mile.
I don't know about that, but about 1 out of 10 people.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like
I
it'd be more.
It kind of it depends.
Well, think about how many works at
our
store.
I would say like
2 out
of 10. I thought at least maybe 3.
Depends what you're putting in the category.
Being gay.
Right, but...
No, like, just normal...
How
like,
broad
you
is your
straight,
definition of gay?
Like, if you were straight, but you were just gay.
Well, gay, I think, is 1 out of 10. That's what
oh.
I'm saying.
Oh,
you
yeah,
said
yeah.
you think it would be more.
I thought
but
it
if
would.
You, like,
I assumed it, yeah.
expanded who you were including, it would be more.
Oh, okay, now I get it. Okay, Tom.
No, I do have a question.
Hey, there we go, let's go.
I've done...
You want me here for the day? Yes.
We've done like 2 or 3 episodes with me having a Tinder segment on.
Yeah, call someone weird.
Have you ever used Grindr? What is it like? Is it exactly like Tinder or no?
Grindr's for
oh,
the
yeah,
men.
Yeah.
Only for men?
Oh,
not probably, maybe not only, but mostly.
I thought it was gay.
I never knew that.
No. Yeah. Is there a lesbian
yeah,
one?
Yeah, is there a lesbian
Not like that.
Is it Bumble?
Grindr people literally like meet up, have sex, and that's it. It's like basically like calling a hooker, but neither one of you pay. It's just
yo! That's what? Lit.
Why is there not one for me?
They're
not like, exclusive.
Women don't really do that as much statistically.
Yeah, no,
like women aren't like.
Oh yes, yeah, so
we don't have to go. Fuck. But that's the thing though. Is like we don't have to fucking go online to just get dick.
Oh, I guess they would.
I
just
can get dick anywhere. Anywhere.
There's gotta be like four men gay bar somewhere too.
Of course.
Yeah, so they don't have to do it either. So why is Grindr a thing?
Because the gay bars aren't open at, you know, 12 in the afternoon, and suppose you want to get some dick.
Why aren't they open?
My
ex-roommate
used to do
it
all the time.
Fucking mimosas. What else is gay?
Grindr also like
margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Margaritas rule. Oh no! Follow up. How's that bitch? Oh.
Woman.
Follow up.
This
how
is not bitches day.
Yeah. About to be. How's that bitch? No. How's that Tinder girl from last episode? The nice one. You seen her titties yet?
No.
Why are you talking to her still then? No. Oh no! It's Women's Day.
Wow!
That's why.
It's Women's Day.
Okay, you ruined the segment. I don't know what to tell you.
Come on! I love women. Women
and I love
America.
Titties.
Yay! Yeah. Yes. Inclusivity.
She told me she listens.
Also, shout her out. Confess. Come on, Tom. For
leave
women. For women.
For women. For women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Singer a fucking love song. Tom,
not doing it.
We did that one episode before. We did that one segment where you rapped. Tom, rap, dude, do an R&B song. You have to. Come on. Come on. I got a beat. I know we just met. But, you know, I still feel some type of way.
For me, go ahead.
I'm doing the intro. I'm doing the intro. This is for you.
For me, go
ahead. He's giving you the PGD intro.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta come in and be Biggie.
I know you just met Tom, but he just really wants to say something to you.
No, I don't.
And it's coming to you right now.
Fuck Legion.
Gang, gang.
Come on, Tom.
Go ahead, Johnny.
It's for her. What's her name?
Do you know?
Tom, the song's backfiring unless you sing now. You better sing now, dude. Come on.
Bring it a Starbucks, they'll tell you her name.
Come on.
What if it's Starbucks?
Tom, here we go. Tom's about to flow. Come on. Look how easy that was. So weird. I was like 5 years old watching kids say the darndest things. And this whole time, the adult was doing the darndest things. How's that, Tom? Bounce off me, co-host. Let's go. Bounce off.
What the fuck did that even mean?
Because he raped like 50 women.
Women's Day!
Shit, yeah! Inclusivity!
You couldn't do it so much, I thought you weren't even talking about Bill Cosby anymore.
Oh, I was talking about Cosby. Yeah, he raped and pillaged like 50 women's bodies.
And pillaged.
Yeah, he fucking
he came
took
in
their
with
organs.
Like a fucking
he's
gonna
be the next Genghis Khan.
Raping and pillaging the village.
Don't trust a pedophile.
You can't
kill your local pedophile.
You can't trust a pedophile.
The cops. If I was a cop, I would dap up someone who killed a pedophile.
I would too.
Like, yo, you want to hold my gun?
Come on, we'll take pictures,
selfies.
Yeah, let's hold up his corpse like a prized fish.
That would be so.
I cut his dick off. Cut his dick off like a prized fucking trout.
I talked about that on like episode 6, yo.
You both put him on your shoulders and you're pointing at them. While
like immigrants, if they just like killed pedophiles and brought them to like police stations, you get so many years for each pedophile. Solving so many problems. I'm like, I'm killing it today.
Wait. If immigrants, where are they getting the pedophiles from?
From America.
Are you trying to say
so they have
that
to
there's
get
a lot of pedophiles
you have to earn
in the immigrants?
Your citizenship by killing pedophiles,
yeah.
More or less.
Or at least you could.